This is a very precious piece of Sanskrit poetry because it's written with all these elements of Sanskrit that are found in the Samaveda, even though it's a modern Sanskrit. It's really hard to replicate. So we'll chant it with the Udgit, and we'll pronounce, we'll breathe at the quarter of every verse. It's written in Anushtup Chando, which means there are 32 syllables to a verse. That means there are 16 syllables to the line. One verse consists of two lines. That means at the half of every line, after every eight syllables, there will be a pause. And if you learn the rule of eights, you can chant about 90% of modern Sanskrit, because most of it is written in Anushtup Chanda. After every eight syllables, there's going to be a pause, and automatically the sandhi will break. You can just feel when the sandhi will break. Ka e ilarim, hasa ka halarim, sakalarim. And if you look at the first syllable of the first word at the beginning of the chant, the first letter is ka. If you look at the fifth verse, the first letter is A. If you look at the ninth verse, the first letter of the second half of that verse is E. If you look at the 13th verse, the first letter of the second half of that verse is La. And if you look at the 17th verse, the first letter is Rim. Ka-e-i-la-rim. The whole Trishati Stotram, the 300 names, spells out the Kadi Mantra. The names are organized in such a way that the letters of the names have the mantra hidden within the stotram. Ka-e-i-la-rim, hasaka-hal-la-rim, sakala-rim. It's woven through the mantra. Now, something more fantastic. If you look at the first 20 names, they start with the letter Ka. The second 20 names, from verse 5 forward, start with the letter A. The third 20 names, from number 40, start with the letter E. The 61st name is La. And so you have 20 names for each of the 15 letters. Ka-e-i-la-rim, hasaka-hal-la-rim, sakala-rim. That makes 300. It's a perfect mathematical formula. And it, even the number of syllables is perfectly symmetrical. The number of syllables in each line, the number of syllables in each name, the number of names, the number of verses, all spell out the Kadi Mantra, the Sri Vidya. And that's the majesty of the Trishati Stotram. It embodies, in hidden form, the entire body of knowledge of Sri Vidya. It includes the Kadi Mantra woven through the stotram, in every form. It's sufficiently difficult to write Sanskrit poetry. But to have the meter, the meaning, the rhyme, and the number of syllables spell out other mantras is even more fantastic. And that's just what they're doing. Let's go to the first name. Let's read the names and see how they apply to our lives and our circumstances. The form of the primary cause, who is all welfare, the repository of the attributes of welfare, who dwells as a mountain of welfare, who is desirable, who is the repository of all parts, who has lotus eyes, who destroys all impurities, who is the ocean of the nectar of compassion, who resides in the forest of turmeric, who loves the blossoms of turmeric, who is the knowledge of love, whose glance inspires with love, whose delightful fragrance, like camphor, pervades all existence, who destroys the faults of the age of darkness, who has the eyes of a lotus, whose love is piercing, the witness of all action, who causes all effects, the giver of all fruit, and that ends the cause.